Well, look, I have spoke to some engineers who are maybe not directly responsible or hadn't been involved in the actual decision to close the bridge. I don't know who or what was found. You know, who found it and what was found. It's very vague. We're obviously told before it can open again, someone they have to carry out a survey of it, particularly down at the riverbed. That's what I'm led to believe. But it's just it's a lack of information, a lack of communication. And there's local people, like, say, engineers or people who've been in construction, they're questioning. You know, they felt it was a very sort of a rash decision to command somebody to look and say, right, close it. Like, if they took that attitude to every bridge in Ireland, the whole country would be closed down. Like, and I know that no engineer wants to sort of sign off on something, but like it seems quite drastic just to shut it. I'll tell you, when you add that to the fact then that it could be weeks and months and God knows how long before a survey is going to be actually carried out because, say, the water's too high in the river. I don't know when it was low enough for them to find something wrong, but I'd imagine it's very drastic. It's not somebody, it's, you know, I wouldn't call it a knee-jerk reaction, but God, it was quite a drastic thing to do. One of the big concerns leading up, at the moment now it's very busy there, and there's that many estates now in Killygarden, where they would have been way back when that was built in 2004 and 5. The school there's probably had about four or five extensions, you know, or at least maybe more, and they have a new play school there and playground there. Just a very, very busy area. Donegal Cream is, Revo has expanded, so a wide lot of traffic. And the footbridge is closed. Now we have these temporary traffic lights that are breaking down every second day. Since the last 3 or 4 weeks, every second day I get a call from someone to say the lights, the batteries are gone, flashing lights. And it's causing a lot of annoyance and frustration and stuff like that. And then, as we know, we all this work going to start in Ballybofey and Stranraer, which is going to start around June, it'll go on to Christmas time. Effectively, it'll be done at night and daytime, and they'll be stopped going that, fair enough. But a lot of traffic is going to be sent down the back roads, down to Killygarden or around Capri. And we have agreed with the TII road design people that all any works has to be done in around Killygarden or Capri or Drumkeane. All them will have to be done and got out of the way before we start diverting traffic around Ballybofey and Stranraer. So that's why I raised it yesterday, to know what exactly is going on with Drumore Bridge and when will it get it open to two-way traffic and get the pedestrians back on. But I didn't get an answer, but hopefully by raising it yesterday it might speed up something.
No, the footbridge is only up, I'd say, will it even be 20 years or is it just over 20 years? You know, it's not a terribly long time for it to be in this kind of bother already.
Yeah, it's just over 20 years. Look, as I say, we're not exactly sure what the problem is. I'm led to believe it may be where the pylons or the pillars are sitting on the riverbed, that maybe they've been corroded maybe with the flow of water or something like that. But again, I'm sort of guessing. I've been down looking at myself there when the water's down a little, but I don't know, I can't see, and nobody seems to know. But I would at least have got an initial report from the person that did, that raised the concerns, you know. And but again, it says, look, there's a difference in opinion here that, you know, should have been closed straight away or should have been just observed for a while and then pick it, you know. I don't know if it's an imminent danger of just collapsing down, and I don't think it was that drastic, or it's not swaying on the wind or nothing, you know. So, but look, again, you have to understand the engineers too have a job to do, and I'm not, but it's very frustrating for the people. Nobody knows. So all I heard yesterday was we have to wait and see another while till the rain stops and the river goes down, and then they'll do a more in-depth analysis and they'll come back to us then. But we might get some initial report anyway to let us know who done the survey, the initial survey, and what was their findings that raised this concern to cause it to be closed.